This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Now that the governor's plan to replace the income tax with a higher and broader sales tax is off the table, lawmakers, policy analysts, and other officials are coming up with new ideas. Governor Jindal isn't requiring a new plan to make up for lost revenue, but eliminating the income tax would cost the state $23.7 billion if it's phased out over the next 10 years. Barry Irwin is with the Council for a Better Louisiana.
It's a big change to try and eliminate, in this case, about $2.6 billion of income for the state at a time when we're cutting budgets to higher ed and health care and things like that.
Irwin says if lawmakers look at eliminating exemptions, they can lower the income tax rate without a big blow to the state general fund. State Treasurer John Kennedy also looks to exemptions, but thinks the tax can be eliminated if the state also cuts spending.
What you want is a broad base. That means everybody pays. Everybody pays their fair share. And if you do it that way, you can have a low rate.
The Public Affairs Research Council issued a report on Friday advising lawmakers to wait for next session to pass tax reforms. It discourages nixing the tax without making up revenue. The Ways and Means Committee meets today to discuss over 20 bills that take up aspects of tax reform. A handful of bills include an income tax phase-out. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.